Can you hear me?
Has everybody gotten a chance to look at the minutes from the previous meeting?
Yes.
If so, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Second it.
All right.
Yeah.
And second it.
Second by Peter Lorne. All in favor?
Okay.
All right. Motion carried. Okay, what I decided to do, being we have a lot of people here tonight on various resolutions, not to keep people here longer than they need to be, we're going to take a couple of resolutions out of order. But the first resolution number 445, amending the 2015 Ulster County budget to reimburse the town of Denning for flood mitigation work performed on Clare Road in the wake of Hurricane Irene. This was brought to our attention last month. There was some discussion if the county is responsible or not. In the meantime, I have asked Chairman Parity and County Attorney, my majority attorney, Chris Ragucci, who was involved in that, to come and speak on it tonight to see if we can clear some things up to see whether we're going to move on this or not. Chris?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just wanted to provide a little background about the resolution. Back in July of 2012, the state has essentially passed some funding for remediation work to remediate floods, flood damage and flood controlled areas. The total sum was in excess of $44,000 for the town of Denning, and in reliance upon that funding or the promise of that funding, they undertook some flood remediation efforts, and apparently the county since that time has not facilitated the release of that money from the state funds. As part of the requirement of getting that funding, the county has to basically manage getting the money released from the state funding agency, and that hasn't happened yet. And notwithstanding that, the county of the town of Denning is still at a loss of $25,388 that they spent to repair the flood damage. So this resolution would call for the release of that money from our account, and in turn, the county would be reimbursed by the state money once it's released.
Okay. Legislator Warren?
But that is their money.
It was designated for that town, absolutely.
What caused an issue?
We had a meeting. I've spoken with the state agent many times. He's down in Manhattan. And he indicated back in June of 2014 that all we had to do was to arrange to have this issue put on the agenda. And we had a meeting with various members of our government. It was my understanding that that was going to take place. I believe the chairman was there, as well as other members of both sides of the government. And since that date, apparently, it hasn't happened. But it was supposed to happen.
But it is their money.
It is their money, absolutely.
Okay. I don't have a problem giving them their money. I just want to know why we're even holding their money.
Well, we're not holding it. What happens is...
If we're not holding their money, then why are we responsible for making sure they get it?
But it was our job to facilitate the release of the money from the state funds, and we didn't do that.
Okay.
Legislator Archer?
Yeah, my biggest concern, and I'm not sure if this answers the question or not, is are we setting a precedent for... Because it wasn't a matter of paperwork not being filed, because I thought that was part of it, right?
That's what I was going to
do. That's what we were told the last meeting, that paperwork wasn't filed, and maybe paperwork not filed was the paperwork at the county level.
Exactly.
to ask for funding.
Correct.
Okay.
That's what we were told. Yes.
Right.
Yes. And I'm not disputing that. I'm just I just tried to simplify the purposes of the stuff. And yes, it was a matter of the county not filing certain papers.
Did we release all of, I mean, how many towns were eligible for money out of this, eligible for funding out of that, grant or that?
It's about four or five.
And everybody else got paid?
No. But I'm only advocating for one, because we worked with them from the very beginning. Olive is owed a little bit of money, Alvost is owed a little bit of money, Hardenburg is owed a little bit of money.
Well, if it's
not everybody, there are huge amounts of money at this point that I know of, but $25,000 for so each is more than just a drop in the bucket.
Well, if it's their money,
so how can we get those people their money then? What process would we have to take other than have the chairman of the legislature come to us for the town of Denny, not say the town of Ulster? Now, how could they go without?
Well,
because Mayor Maloney said they're owed something like 40.
Light a fire, maybe this will make the procedure happen, or maybe it won't.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what the total is?
I can't because...
Do you know what the total for the four?
No. Okay. I've only paid attention to this, to Denning, for the last 2 years. Because they're the ones that came and said, can't you help us? I called Chris. I don't speak the language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chris met with them, talked to them. I sat in with the phone conversations over the speakerphone, assured it was going to happen. And then it didn't make the one agenda, I guess, and we went back and was going and organize or arrange to get it on the next agenda. And, you know, in all honesty, about the only thing I can, the analogy I can make is if I was going to get a loan from a bank and the banker said, this will be all done in 2 weeks or 4 weeks. And 6 weeks later, I might call them and say, what's happened? Well, we're working on it. Well, eventually, the town of Denning contacts me regularly. Nobody else has.
Who was responsible for letting these funds go?
You know,
who was responsible for making sure
for the paper?
The making sure these funds were released?
Somebody in the administration. I'm not sure. I cannot tell you whose desk it sits on.
Chris,
when you were looking into this, do you know the total between the four towns, what the total amount is?
I don't. How is that?
I'm just concerned. Once we say yes to one, and if it's entitled, great, but why aren't we looking at the whole package?
Well, Kristen, is there some kind of a time frame that these towns would have to
apply
or expires if they couldn't even get the money?
All of this paperwork should have been done 2 years ago.
Wow.
Frankly. So anything that would be presented now would be great. I'm not sure if there
are. And subject to not being paid out.
Well, I think for tonight we'll just deal with the town at hand. And then down the road we would have to look at this, or maybe I have to meet with somebody in the executive's office to see.
We have Chris here, and we have Dennis here. I'd like somebody to... Who?
You know, it's hard to say because there's just so everybody understands, there's probably about 15 different emergency funding sources that came out during this particular point in time. There was one funding source, I'm not sure that this one is it, that essentially came out that was, it came out of the disaster recovery funds, and the purchasers who were chairs associated with disaster recovery funds basically carry with the procurement requirement at the local level. There may be an issue here, not in terms of the county's filing for reimbursement. It may be an issue in terms of the procurement process used in terms of getting the work done. And if it wasn't procured properly, they won't pay.
But that's been resolved.
If that's been resolved, then
I can't. Been resolved.
Yeah. So it is part of that.
Has been resolved 2 years ago.
Yeah, I didn't know. I know that there was a discussion about that. I was involved personally when the original fund came out.
I don't know whose desk it lays on. It's not.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's not on mine. I can tell you that.
That's not what I'm here for.
Well, that was
resolved.
This is, okay. I believe, the state came out and then covered the local share.
I don't think it's that situation.
That was a FEMA money.
This is actually
flood mitigation.
Yeah, these were reported damages along local roads that essentially they were funded out of a different, I think it was an equip fund that they came out of, and there were certain kinds of procurement requirements. And if you didn't meet the procurement requirements, I know that they were going through that process, because I had some conversations about that. But
sounds like it's tied to, it says New York Works program, and it's all reservoir related.
And I don't believe these are reservoir related. Okay. They're disaster
related. This was spoken on the phone with them. And they, if I heard correctly, which is not always accurate, but Chris is here, everything was properly filed, properly documented, which is what them. Now it's a year and a half.
Yeah.
And
all right, I'm going to check into this myself later about the other town meeting with somebody, executive office or planning, because it does actually go to those people and also that legally they should get their money.
What if there is a legal issue? Why don't we? So you're telling me there's no legal issue. Is that correct?
No, there's no legal issue. I mean, I spoke personally with a gentleman by the name of Jared Walkowitz. He's the project manager at Loans and Grants at the Empire State Development Office.
So in your opinion, they're entitled to this. This is... Okay.
If there's no further discussion, I'll ask for a motion to move it.
I'll move it.
All right. Motion made by Legislator Warren. Seconded by Chairman Fabiano. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
I thank you for your consideration of this.
My pleasure.
And maybe, you know, they're going to get refunded, and maybe this will help other folks down the road. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
But I do want to make sure that this shouldn't happen. I don't know why we're involved with somebody else's money.
This hit my desk, just kind of been 3 years ago, and it hit my desk, and we said, this is what we're going to do, and it's going to bring culture from there. But I'm not responsible for it.
Well, I don't think
okay, we're going to jump to resolution number 445. Authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with the New York State Department of Transportation for the maintenance of lights at the 455 at the Kingston Traffic Circle. Legislator Maloney from the town of Ulster is here to explain another deal that the money's been owed for a period of
time. Well, money owed is one way of putting it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for allowing me to speak and skipping over the resolution. If everyone reads the resolution back in March 9th of 2000, Resolution 104 was passed by that legislature then, 29-0, and there was, when the original park and ride and traffic circle was put into place, when the old circle went away, and from the DOT there was a jurisdictional maintenance, and it clearly stated that the County of Ulster would be responsible for the park and ride, the lighting, striping, plowing, and everything such. The town would be responsible for a path that goes out through the park. The state would have requirements to have a copy of that off of the placard. I have copies for everyone if they would like them. Here is a map of the park and ride. It's not current. Obviously, the new park and ride encompasses the entire piece. Okay. But back in 2000, after the legislature passed this, it was not properly administered by whoever should have done that, the clerk of the legislature at that time. So for the past 15 years, the town of Ulster has borne the cost of the electricity and maintenance of not only the parking ride, but the light poles. There's 27 light poles around the circle and in the parking ride that are billed to the town of Ulster every month. And just recently, so everyone has the most up-to-date information, right now the electricity is not connected to the park and ride, and a lot of complaints are coming in, only because the state is updating the fixtures and things, but right now it is darker than the park and ride. The state did renovate the park and ride just over the past 2 to 3 months, And rather than coming to the county and asking to sit down to discuss maintenance for the town of Ulster, they never met with either one of them. The state told me today, and I have a copy, the state is taking over the entire maintenance, all of it, for the park and ride. But that remains probably 10 poles around the circle. So that's what this resolution would do, ask the chairman of the legislature to enter into the necessary agreement. Where the county takes over the electric cost for those 10 poles, approximately $2,500.
Well, Gene and I was talking, and we said that this is past practice, isn't it?
I came here.
So, any discussion? There's anything,
the only question I have is, you said 27 poles, but you're only paying for 10?
No, we pay now for all 27. The state just recently updated the park and ride, and because they didn't have time, they wanted to get it done. They did not come to the county and to try to do another maintenance, who's going to do what. So they're saying, we're going to take care of everything inside the bounds of the parking lot.
And these are the lights outside?
Around the circle.
Okay.
That's all that remains.
So the county would be taking the 10 poles from the town?
Correct.
Right. Be responsible.
Yes.
We just get back for the
Dennis?
Just say that the Transportation Council negotiated the funding for the expansion of the park and ride. So we provided NYSDOT with the federal dollars. These are actually transit dollars that we used to expand the park and ride facilities about over $1 million. And we transferred from transit operations into the FHWA operations so that they can improve the park and ride. As part of that, we asked the department to take over the maintenance, make sure that they assume the maintenance of the lights and the park and ride facilities, and you get the local government out from under that. In Orange County,
we didn't expand it around the circle.
Yeah, I know. We didn't have any money to expand around the circle. In Orange County, the transit operator actually takes care of them. We didn't have a transit operator.
Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, may I ask a clarifying question?
Yes, you may.
That is, yes, going forward.
That's your guess. From here, from this point on, nothing retroactive, no.
If I can answer any other questions that you have.
If not, I'll ask a move by Legislator Warren.
Second
by Legislator Archer. All in favor?
Mm-hmm. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I got to go back to the court administration.
That's
an interesting one. I think so. To the town Ulster, the Eastern Fire District.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dean.
You're welcome. Okay, now we're going to go to Resolution 480, which is the very last one here. This is Resolution Number 480, establishing capital project number 459 to provide for design and engineering work for Ulster County Rail Trail Project along the Chopin Reservoir.
I'll make the motion.
Second it.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Archer, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Get back in order. Alrighty. You're welcome. Take care now. Yes, sir.
Any chance that you could do the resolution number 478?
What a note.
You're taking care of me, that's all you have. You want to take care of you, too.
Thank you. What about me?
Poor Kathy. Kathy's waiting, too. I haven't done him a favor lately.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Jack.
Resolution number 478, amending the 2016-2020 capital program to establish capital project number 458, replacement of the Carmine Lagarda Bridge on Route 299 over the Walthill River in New Paltz, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges. Any discussion?
Want to talk on
about it?
Well, the only thing I would say is that in addition to the capital project being established and establishing the county as the agency for the purposes of the State Wildland Water Review Act, and that's one of the reasons it's timely for this month.
Okay, then.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll entertain a motion to move it.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Lawrence. Seconded by Legislator Roberts. All in favor? Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Which one do you want, Cap?
I think we can do it. It doesn't matter. But 446.
Yeah, we'll do it. Resolution number 446, amending the electric vehicle charging station policy to require a fee per use. Any discussion?
Well, there's one thing I'd like to say. I still think, and I said this at the last 2 days, we really need to do an entire comprehensive study of our parking facilities.
I think we had this discussion before.
You gave me the, I have the numbers and whatnot, but I'm just saying.
I thought I was going to check with somebody to see if we had a study, and we never have. We never had a study. I did ask that question, and
I mean, that's how we should be addressing the issue.
The other thing was, it has in the past been part of the capital program, but it never got anywhere.
I just want to bring that up.
Yeah.
Because it's like we're putting a Band-Aid on things, and I just think we really need to take and put some money aside and have a complete study that done next year and address all the parking.
Kathy?
At the last meeting, neither I or Chris had a chance to read or address Lee's memo. Both Chris and I, and I think Evan from the Comptroller's Office, believe that free electricity is legally inappropriate. The New York State Constitution is very clear. Essentially, you can't give away free stuff. There are two essential exceptions. One is if it promotes county business, and that's a fairly narrow exception. And the other is if it's de minimis. And de minimis doesn't mean, well, it means exactly that. In this case, B provided you with a memo. I provided the chairman with a memo. B provided the legislators with a memo. I have reviewed her memo. And I think the administration makes a number of arguments that I need to address. Number one, that the charging stations somehow are an exception to the Constitution because they promote tourism. In fact, they had an anecdote where some gentleman was in the parking lot and they took a picture with him. Promoting tourism, the exception would be, I think, that people actually come to Ulster County because of it. I think that would be an incredibly hard argument to make, that there are people, maybe more than one person, coming to Ulster County because we have free charging stations. Number two, it doesn't mean that they come to Ulster County and then happen to use the charging stations. That would not be an exception. That's clear in the case law. The other thing that speaking to the State Comptroller's Office and the Attorney General's Office, who will not issue a written opinion, but would be happy if asked to provide an audit. The other thing that they agree with us on, and I think Evan would too, is it's an uncontrolled free access. Commercial vehicles can use it. And that's a significant, that would be a significant problem for the Constitution. It's not only private vehicles, but if I have a business, and my business happens to have an electric vehicle, I can now profit and not pay, but drop up my little vehicle and I plug it in. There is no way, your vehicle has nothing on it to prevent that. That is a significant legal hurdle that has not been overcome. Thirdly, and this is a position that I know the chairman has taken, and I believe in wholeheartedly, it is a clear violation, I think, of equal protection clause. Federal constitution and state constitution have equal protection clause. And essentially what happens is, if I don't have an electric vehicle, I can't use it. If I'm too poor to buy an electric vehicle, I cannot use it. It is not available to everybody. The argument that some people have in the administration, which I think is incredibly weak, is, you can come into the county building and use your cell phone, plug in your cell phone, or plug in your computer.
But that might be to conduct this county.
Exactly. Not only is it to conduct county business,
right,
but almost everyone has access to a cell phone or a computer.
Right.
Very few people have access to a charging, to a,
right,
an electric vehicle. I just wanted to make those points very clear. The other thing that some people had said, well, why don't we kind of wing it until somebody decides it's legal or illegal? And you certainly can do that. No lawyer that I know would say, hey, I have a good idea. Let's just kind of wing it and see. And B is correct on one point. There has not been, from my knowledge, or to B's, a very clear case that says electric charging stations are illegal or legal. As counsel to the legislature, I think it would be irresponsible for us to kind of wing it and say, hey, let's kind of do this until the state makes a decision. So that's what I wanted to add.
Any other discussion?
A couple of things. I get it. They didn't come here because of a charging station, but they would not have stopped in our community had the charging station not been there, which would have created revenue for the community, brought people in, give them a sense of the community. So from that perspective, I think there's an argument can be made. And quite frankly, in all the things you position, and likewise, another attorney has made a argument as to why we should test the boundaries of this, particularly in an ever-changing environment, environmentally, where you're putting out goals to try and incent people, and which is going to be a broader benefit. Even if they can't have an electric car today, there is a broader benefit of moving people to that technology that has a positive impact on our environment. So I hear what you're saying, but sometimes it takes a while for things to catch up with the ever-changing environment. I don't think there was anything compelling enough in any of the arguments to say, let's not do it.
Can I just address this?
I
think the fact that both the controller's office and both counsel think it's illegal is fairly compelling. The argument that it's kind of an ancillary, maybe kind of helps out the county tourism-wise is not what the state constitution talks
about.
That means you promote tourism for the county. It's a direct benefit, not an ancillary benefit. And I'm pretty clear. The state constitution, I'm sorry, is pretty clear on that. The other thing I want to be clear about is I'm not saying whether it's a good idea or a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
It very well may be a wonderful idea, but it's illegal. The other thing I think I should add is it's easy to make it legal.
So how come we have a group of attorneys saying it's illegal and a group of attorneys saying it's not? I don't get it.
I think this gentleman, that you are, my name is Evan Gallo. And let me just take a minute to discuss how it came to us. It was brought to us from the chairman of the legislature as a financial concern to the county. And we issued an opinion in response to that request. It's a practice that we've engaged in several times over the tenure of my boss as well as former chairs. Matter of diligent research responded to as the constitutionality of current car charging stations. And despite the county attorney, the person in possession of the role of our office issuing such advisory opinions,
we came to the strong conclusion that this is current form, i.e. free nature, is clear-cut violation of the New York State Constitution given law court. Anecdotally, I had two discussions with Comptroller and City Attorney of Ogdensburg, Watertown. Both told me the issue went nowhere after he facially analyzed it, said, we're giving away free county resources. Can't do that. So, in their mind, it was as simple as that. Going a little bit deeper, the test is whether public benefits from stated policy. An incidental private benefit will not invalidate that public benefit. However, in its current form, we're talking about 50 people who are registered electric car users in Ulster County. That is an infinitesimal subset of the population. Additionally, despite anecdotally saying that people are coming from all across the country to visit our area, is a bit of a misnomer. 8 of the 9 stations were placed in Kingston. The true opportunity for tourism was there. It's about Newport, about Sawbridge, about elsewhere to spread the love around town. Further, and again, we are completely on board as far as increasing our green policy, decreasing air pollution, decreasing our carbon footprint. We are expressly clear in that matter in our memo and just our general sentiment. However, again, we're talking about 50 people who are using these stations. How is the public benefit as far as air quality significantly impacted at this point in time? It's not right. Therefore, private interests are primarily being enriched in this regard. And despite trying to inherit these public parks, public parking, etc., the widespread public benefit and other free amenities enjoy is just not here.
So I just have a question. I just have a question that if it isn't a public benefit or promoting tourism, it still seems to me like you're making an argument for the de minimis exception. You're saying it's 50 people out of the whole town.
I'm saying that the same end goal of increasing tourism, decreasing our carbon footprint, can be satisfied by very easily putting in a reasonable fee for using policy. And we proffered many examples in the report, either hourly, daily, a permit system, even getting a private company to come in and underwrite the practice. There are many, many solutions to this problem.
Captain, diminishing something a little different in this case, the minimus means in this case, the minimus has to be attached to something else. Not just it's small. The minimus means it has to be attached to another benefit in this case. And so if there's only 50 cars, and I have no reason to disbelieve it, it doesn't qualify as de minimis. Yeah, I just want to answer your question, which is really good. How to make it legal? Lots of ways. You can have everybody issue a simple card for $2, $4, $6, whatever it is.
So it can be that minimal of a thing to make it.
Absolutely. You just can't. I'm not trying to be vulgar.
Right.
You can't give away free.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I agree with that.
Yeah.
But you can't. So you could do it a couple ways. You could have we charge everybody $1. You could have everybody register with DMV or NINA or whatever it is. They get a little card for $10 a year. It is not hard to make this legal.
Legislator Lauren had never been arrested.
I understand it would cost more to do that than the cost of action in actual electricity.
Maybe. I don't know that to be true. I know somebody had that opinion. I don't know that to be true. I can't comment on that. I can just tell you, giving away free stuff is illegal in the state of New York pursuant to the Constitution.
Okay. Jerry? Go ahead, Legislator. Legislator Roberts?
I'm a little taken back by what the Deputy Controller said, that when I asked Amanda where these stations were located, she said they were located throughout the county.
Yeah, she did.
8 of them in Kingston.
Right.
I mean, that's not really throughout the county.
Right. I'm disappointed with that myself.
That statement is almost borderline.
I got the impression they were scattered.
Yeah. And then they got in saying how they could be down, one could be down in Black. Oh, that'll make my constituents happy. But I, you know, I'm mixed on this. I definitely think that at this point we shouldn't be giving it away. You know, it should be a charge on it.
Thank you. I think the plan is to have them throughout the county, and they started here. And if we are going to put them throughout the county, it would be important to have the policy. What Peter Warren said about the cost of administration being more than the cost of the electricity, I think goes to the de minimis argument. It's a very small amount right now. And the point that I want to make is, in terms of this tourism, there are websites that people go to that have the locations of charging stations. People who have electric cars plan their routes based on where those charging stations are. We want to have one at the Kathleen Cooper Center for exactly that reason. We know if we have one there, we'll actually have more people coming there. So the initial premise is this is not benefiting the tourism, the park, you know, tourism activities of the county. I think we need to take into account that, in fact, there's a population that we hope to be a growing population that does use them exactly in that way.
Mr. Gallup?
As far as the demand is concerned, there are several comptroller statewide things out there that says you can't even give away garbage for free. It doesn't matter.
As long as there's that where I work and on a highway, we can't give it
exactly. As long as there's a tangible benefit from me receiving that crap, like a better word.
Mr. Chairman, just something I thought of. We checked, and we checked with the New York State Department of Taxation and the IRS. It could be considered income. A free benefit could be considered income according to the IRS. You might know better than I. The IRS and the New York State Department of Taxation. That's always an interesting.
Yeah, legislative agreement, I know, because we're going to hear what you have to say there before we vote, because we've been beating this long enough.
Yes, go ahead. Thank you. First of all, I want to let people know this is, you know, in the grand scheme of things, this is a new technology. I can't tell you how many conversations I have had plugging in my car or unplugging my car. People are fascinated. They're learning. This is a beta test. My strong feeling is let's go the 4 years. I don't mind paying the 47 cents. Believe me, I don't want to challenge any ethics considerations, but in doing the math, it was clear that it's going to cost the county as much or more to process that 47 cents, and it's not $2 or $3. I mean, we've done the math on it. It's really a minimal amount. I don't know if there's a threshold, and of course, I come to the county building several times a month, so maybe it is a couple dollars a month. I don't mind paying that, but if it's going to cost the county more to charge me, it just doesn't make sense. I think we ought to consider this a pilot period, gather data, do the education, enjoy whatever, even if it's minimal, tourism benefits, and be cutting edge. I have absolutely no objection to paying my way. That's not the consideration that, you know, 47 cents an evening is certainly not a reason. It just doesn't make sense. We don't have enough data and, you know, if I was absolutely convinced this was an ethics issue, I would certainly be voting in favor of it. But I think it's premature. I think we have a grant to cover, you know, the installation and a lot of the expenses relating to this for the purpose of gathering data. Let's do that, and once this pilot is over, we can make a more informed decision.
Robert? Yeah, two more points, Dean. One is, you know, if the county's going to charge, obviously they're going to have to charge for the electricity and to cover any administrative costs. Right. You don't want to be losing money. So the price of that 47 cents is probably going to go up to maybe $1.87. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
That.
Right. Then nobody's going to want to use it.
And the second thing is, like, we're picking and choosing winners here in the economy, and you know, a couple of years ago, we gave several $1 million to the Solar Consortium. I don't even know if that conglomerate is still in business. If anybody could, you know, that might have been a waste of money right there. That was several $1 million.
Legislator Archer?
Nana was talking, I recall a conversation with an analyst who came here a month ago or so, that this is a mess. We did have grant money to put this in place to impose a process now whereby you're paying it, you've got a track. Not only does it cost more, but I also thought at some point it put some grant funding at risk if we did that. Did I hear that correctly?
There's fair places that are selling the ball for. Under the same charging initiative, they're charging above you.
But there are also some that aren't. There are some that aren't.
The majority that I was flying for.
That's the majority. But there are some that aren't.
Privately owned that are not.
And municipalities who are not charging.
I couldn't come up with
significantly. You couldn't come up with any.
I did not see the devil that I found sitting in Rochester in special trial period, but aggregating and accumulating, analyzing the data.
Well, that's what we're doing.
No,
that's exactly what we're doing. That's exactly what Amanda sat here, you were not here, who sat here and basically laid out. This is about going through the period for the grant, gathering the data, you know.
Okay, I'm going to call the question. Is there a motion to move this?
Can I make a motion to table?
I'm asking for a motion to move this. Okay. Motion made by Legislator Roberts to move this. I'll second the motion. Legislator Fabiano. Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion fails.
No. Absolutely not.
Can I go next?
Go next.
Who are you guys?
All of them. All of
them. How many you got?
Thank you.
All right.
Nothing controversial about mine, I don't think.
Resolution number 463, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Job Controls Incorporated, Department of Public Works. I think this is more buildings and grounds.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion made by Kevin Roberts, seconded by Warren. All in favor? Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Dean, did we do 445?
Yeah.
Yes,
you did. That was perfect.
Chris Rucci came and explained the entire situation pretty specifically, and we decided that it was the right thing to do, and we also found out that there's three or four other townships that are owed money. Alberta County dropped the ball in facilitating the paperwork, and a bulk to like $40,000. So I'm going to look into it this week and maybe see what we can do about it. They haven't approached us.
Well, it would be interesting to know the aggregate number.
Well, if I was a town supervisor and my town was owed $40,000, I'd want it. A lot of money for a lot of these towns today. Resolution number 465, approving the execution of the contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Cornell Cooperative Extension Department of Public Works.
Moved
by Legislator Warren. seconded by Legislator Fabiano. All in favor? Any discussion?
I can just tell you it's a revenue agreement for a culvert repair.
Right. And our
in-house were doing the work. And then this is going to reimburse the material. Oh, actually, you know what? This folks did it. I'm sorry. Let's get it the other one. Actually, they just, and this is just for the engineering piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it got increased to $68,000, so you won't see the amendment.
Okay.
I think I'm going to change the original contract rather than do this and do an amendment for $5,000.
Which one are we on now?
$465,000.
This money comes through DEP.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Ashokan Watershed Stream Management Program. Some of it is culvert, some of it is stabilization. This is one of the stabilization ones, Watson Hollow Road. And they added something to the scope without really talking to us, and Andrew in his fire office went back to them and said, this is going to cost. So they put another $5,000 in it. That was after the change. So I'm going to redraft it.
So this is not the right number?
It isn't, but it's revenue, and it's going up $5,000. So if you approve it.
Okay, got it. Never mind.
Anybody else have any questions for Sir on this particular resolution? If not, I'll ask for a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion by Legislator Archer. Second by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
If we're making money, I'm more than
good. Yeah. There you go. That's a no-brainer, right, Pete?
Hey. I don't know why I said discussion.
These are revenues also.
Resolution number 477, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into two lease agreements with Aster Services for Children and Families as leasee for office space to provide family mental health services to the Community Department of Public Works. I believe these are each three-year leases.
I believe so, and they are the same as they were the last term.
Okay.
And one is at Trudy Resnick.
Right.
And one is up here at Mental Health. $10 a square foot.
And they pay everything, right?
No, everything is included.
Oh, everything is
they're in our building.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, I'll entertain a motion
seconded
by Legislator Archer, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carried.
Lynn, can you send me that sign and she may have a chance because I just wasn't sure when I came around. Thank you. Thank you. You can want me to sign it.
Yes.
You know, I don't think
Maloney
signed it.
Well, he's not on the committee. He only came to address the...
No, but it can't.
I thought you meant on the actual resolution.
Yeah.
No, right, the signing.
The chairmanship.
Yeah.
And Kathy
Nolan. Does anybody have any old business or new business they would like to discuss?
I'm here because I am starting to work on a proposal.
You are, ma'am? What's your name?
Factor. I'm on the ZBA at UPAL.
Okay.
And, but I'm primarily here because I'm a self-appointed floodplain advocate.
Okay.
For the Springtown Road. And we have a very, very difficult situation on Springtown Road relating to a culvert, which is really a public menace and an ecological menace. And I've been working on the facts getting them together, and in the new year, I'd like to make a proposal, a definite proposal to the committee.
Well, from here, you'll be chairman, right?
Yeah, I think so. Or should they address
the I was hoping
This is Sue Poransky. She's the commissioner of the Department of Public Works Bridge.
That's why I'm here.
Not a problem.
Where I should be integrating and
deal. You're welcome anytime.
There's a lot of factors that it's easy to overlook, so we want to pull it all together so that we can really show how many factors are involved here. I've been working with Andrew Meyer at the EEC. We also have, I'm active with the Walton Watershed Alliance, which is a new organization that's very active. So I'm sort of finding myself at the center of a lot of information that I want to get together and share with you.
So you're welcome to come to these meetings anytime. And if you want to present something, contact us.
Andrew Meyer at the DEC. He's doing work on aquatic connectivity.
So if you ever want to come in the future and address the committee, the proper thing to do would be contact the clerk of the legislature, and you just tell them you want to be on the agenda and kind of give them a briefing on what you want to discuss. This way we can be prepared for you and have the people here that you would need to answer some of your questions.
And you will be given sufficient time then.
And you will be given sufficient time to speak. I didn't know you were here to address an issue. I thought you were just, I'm sorry about that.
I just was here to get a meeting for the way the committee works, and what happens.
So you're welcome anytime. Prior notice would be benefit to you.
Yes. And can I get myself on an email list to get these notifications of the meetings?
When they are. They're on the Webster County website. They're listed in the Daily Freeman.
Every Monday.
Every Monday.
A weekly announcement of all the meetings of the week. So she's on the Krista Berenger's email that she has.
Okay. And what was your name again? I'm sorry. My name is Caroline Paulson.
Okay.
And so I've been working very hard on a lot of floodplain issues, and we're getting a lot of good response from the town of New Falls. This is, since Springtown Road is a county highway, we have to come here for this particular one. So thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
Any other old or new business?
I'd like to talk about Platicville or Donia Road.
Okay. Like two seconds.
We met, find out, what was the gentleman's name?
Joe Whitaker.
Joe Whitaker came down. We met with a, somebody from the state highway department, town supervisor Joe Prost, and Councilman Cindy Delgado. It's going to take a little more than just, you know, looking at it. You know, they're going to have to probably, like, you know, grade it a little bit to get it level, and, you know, they know more than us. And, you know, they're going to have to figure that out. But they do realize there's a problem.
And they told you that they'll
work on it. So I trust that they will.
Great.
Did you have another thing that you asked about? Yes, Joe, about something else when you were down there?
I did. South Ohioville Road. It runs, it's a, through the three towns. New Black Hills, Lloyd, and New Paltz.
Oh, this is the one with the WO lines?
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys were kind enough about 6 years ago to paint it for us. I've been asking for the last 3 years, can you do it again? We have a large senior community, over 210 residents, people over 55 years old. You know, obviously, they have sight problems at night and stuff, and it might even be psychological, but they, when they see them double yellow lines, they feel more comfortable.
Right.
Driving.
Yeah.
Well, they don't know where they are.
They have a gun. The only problem is that we are done with striping for this season, but
I get it.
We talked about it, and we'll address it in the spring. Or
I'd appreciate that.
Okay. You can't see.
Anything else? If not, before I ask for an adjournment, I'd like to thank this committee for your past year of support and service. I think we had a good working committee, a lot of different opinions, a lot of debate, and it's an interesting, new, different approaches with Anna, Joe, and Lynn. Lynn, unfortunately, will not be back in January, but I just want to say it's been a pleasure working with you, Lynn, and I admire how fast you grasped what was going on. You come to these meetings very prepared.
And you do your homework, I can tell. That's awesome. So I just want to wish you and the rest of the committee here a Merry Christmas. You're going to come to the Christmas party, I hope.
Oh, of course.
So we'll see each other then.
And we want to thank you for your very special chairmanship.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. I know sometimes I get a little lippy, but I'll try to contain it if I'm here next year. Okay. I ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded by Legislator Green, seconded by Legislator Lauren. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Yeah, when I got assigned to this committee, I thought it was a punishment. But I have really learned so much.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's really been a great experience. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to...